We're going to continue to study today in the book of Ephesians.
非常高兴能够大家都能来，我们今天下午继续学习以弗所书。
It's Ephesians and chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章。
And if you were to summarize the book of Ephesians, you might just say that Ephesians is all about the good things that God has done for his children.
那如果你跟以弗所书做一个总结的话，是神对他的孩子们所做的所有的美善的事。
We trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and all manner of good things happen.
信主耶稣为我们的救主，所有的各样的好事都会发生。
And what we have in Ephesians today is a reference to many of those good things.
所以呢，我们今天要学到的以弗所书呢，是那些所有的许多的美善的事的一个代表。
So, we'll go back to chapter 1 and verse 3 again to see just a little bit what we covered last week.
我们来回到以弗所书第一章的第三节，来复习一下我们上星期读到的什么。
Paul says in verse 3, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
那是保罗在第三节里讲，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
It's easy for us to minimize the good things that God has done for us.
我们对我们来说很容易就是去忽略神给我们做的很多的美善的事。
And what the apostle does in the book of Ephesians is he tries to tell us that what God has done is not a minimal thing, but it's very, very wonderful and huge.
所以呢，使徒保罗在以弗所书里呢，试图告诉我们，神在我们身上所行的美善的事儿，不是一点点，而是一个非常巨大的事。
So what he's saying here in verse 3 is that the Lord has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
在这里是讲的呢，神呢在主耶稣基督里曾赐给我们天上各样的福气。
There's a sense in which he's simply saying, God can't give you anything more.
这里呢，这个感觉就是说，神可以给你更多的，不管是任何事情。
He has actually given you everything that you could want.
所以实际上呢，神可以给你每一样东西你可以得到的。
As you read through the Bible, you will see that God is good.
当你通读圣经的时候呢，你会发现神是好的。
But we all end up saying, I know God is good, but he's not really that good.
所以我们呢，通常呢，最后会说呢，我知道神是好的，但神没那么好。
And by nature, we tend to minimize the goodness of God.
在我们的自然属性呢，我们通常是去最小化神的美善。
In a similar way, we tend to minimize the badness of sin. We say, sin isn't that bad.
同样的一种方式呢，我们也把罪的那个坏，最小化，说罪并没有那么坏。
But the more we read the Bible and the more we go through life, we realize that sin is really bad.
当我们呢，继续读多读圣经的时候，在我们的人生中呢，我们终究会意识到罪是非常糟糕的。
So one of the devil's lies then is to take the great things of God and to minimize them. God's not that good. Sin's not that bad. You can hope, but it's not that good. The grace isn't that abundant. And the devil tries to minimize it, but the Bible tries to maximize these great truths. They're huge. They're wonderful.
所以呢，恶魔呢，通常他们都是试着呢，把神的恩典和美善最小化，把那个罪的糟糕呢也最小化。然后呢，他可以恶魔通常说呢，神的恩典其实没那么好，神的恩典也没那么丰富。我们读圣经的时候呢，我们就是说，圣经里会告诉我们神的这些恩典呢和怜悯呢，所有的都是极其丰富的。
So how much has God done for us? He has done every good thing that is possible to do. God is for us, and He loves us, and He is there to help us. We are to be encouraged by Him.
所以呢，神在我们身上，行了多少的好事呢？实际上，神是行了任何每一样可能的好事都在我们身上。神是蛮有恩典、蛮有怜悯、蛮有爱的，他是一直为着我们去做的。
So verse 4 says, "For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight in love."
这第四节说，就是神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So, God has a plan for us. And God's plan goes all the way back to the time before there was a world, before there were any heavens. Way back in the beginning, God's plan was to be good to His people.
所以神在我们每一个人身上呢，都有一个计划，这个计划可以追溯到地球啊，宇宙还没有创立之前，在最初的时候，神在我们每一个人身上都有一个好的计划。
And what was His great plan?
那他的这个伟大的计划是什么呢？
His plan was that He was going to bring into His family and into His blessings everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，他的计划呢，就是把他所有的家庭成员带到他的赐福里，那家庭成员的每一个人接受主耶稣基督为他们救主的那样的人。
So if you ask Roy, what is the verse in the Bible that he wants us all to know and believe?Roy, what is that verse?
John 3:16 and Acts chapter 16, verse 31.
All right, do you know both of those verses?
Yeah. 所以他说的，如果问我，我想让所有人知道圣经里的什么哪两节哪些事儿，我就说是两节经文，第一节就是约翰福音3:16，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，让每一个信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。还有一个使徒行传的16:31，信主耶稣你就必得救。
All right, so those verses were in God's mind before He created the heavens and the earth and the world as we know it.
所以那两节经文呢，在神创造世界之前，他已经为我们写下了，让我们每个人都去信他。
Okay, and then verse 5 says, in love he predestined us to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ.
所以第五节经文说, 又因爱我们, 就按照自己的旨意所喜悦的, 预定我们藉着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
So, God's plan was that somehow we as sinners could be brought right into his family, just as some children are adopted into a family that is not theirs. So God's plan was to adopt us into his family.
所以呢，这个里面讲的呢，就是神的旨意呢，就是说把我们，某些人都收养到他，每一个人收养到他的家庭里。 就像有的家庭可以收养其他的人作为他们家庭成员一样。
And the question is that a good deal?
所以那个问题是这样好不好呢?
Yes, I don't deserve to be part of his family. I don't deserve any of his benefits. I broke his laws. But he adopted me into his family. That is overwhelmingly wonderful.
所以呢，当然是好的交易，因为我不配在他的家庭里，我破坏了神的，违背了神的一切的律法，所以呢，他想把我收养在他家里呢，作为他的成员，这样对我来说完全是一个压倒性的惊奇。
So all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we become sons or daughters in the family of God. That is overwhelmingly wonderful.
所以呢，我们所有的人相信主耶稣基督的人呢，都变成了神的儿子或者女儿，这完完全全是一个意想不到的惊喜。
And he did this, the end of verse 5, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
因为这里在第五节后面继续说呢，是按照自己的旨意所喜悦的，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是在他爱子里面所赐给我们的。So
when you and I get to stand before him on judgment day, we will say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing me into your family.
当我们有一天站在主耶稣的颁奖台之前，我们每个人都会说呢，感谢您主耶稣，感谢您把我们都带到了您的家里。
And we will all say, as the hymn that we often sing says, I don't deserve to be here, Lord, but I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad that I belong in the family of God. Thank you so much.
我们在一个赞美诗里唱的是说，我不配在这里，但是我非常喜悦，我能够来到这里，感谢主耶稣基督您把我带到了这里。
Now the question is, who was chosen to be in God's family?
问题是呢, 谁被选择进入神的家庭呢?
And the answer in scripture is clear that all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will be in the family of God.
所以呢, 在圣经里这个答案是非常明确的, 任何所有的那些信主耶稣基督的人都会被选择在神的家里。
And so we have the verse that you know in John chapter 1 and verse 12.
我们有这样一句经文是在约翰福音的第一章的第十二节。
It says, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God.
所以这一节经文里讲呢，凡接待他的 就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Now some people will use these verses to give a different answer to that question.
有些人呢，他会用这一节经文做一个不同的答案给别人。
Some people will tell you that God only will save those he pre-selects.
有些人就会说呢，神只是拯救那些他预先选定的人。
They will try to tell you that before God made the world, he had a list of names of people that he was going to save. And he chose only those that he put on his list.
所以那些人呢，他们试图告诉你呢，就在神创造世界之前，他已经有了一个表，那个表上有所有人的名字，然后神呢只拯救那个表上有名字的人。
They would go on to say that everybody can't be saved. Only those can be saved who have been chosen by God to be saved.
所以他们试图去说服别人说呢，不是每个人都可以得救，只有那些被神拣选的人才能得救。
And so they would suggest that Wally could be saved, but Fred couldn't. Wally can be saved because he was chosen before, but Fred wasn't chosen before, so Fred can't be saved.
所以他们试图讲的那个 Wally 呢可以得救，那个 Fred 呢就不能得救。为什么呢？因为那个 Wally 预先被拣选了，那个 Fred 没有被拣选，所以那个 Wally 可以得救， Fred 得不了救。
That is a very serioustheological error, and it's serious because it says God plays favorites. He doesn't treat everybody equally.
这是一个非常严重的一个错误，因为他们试图是去讲呢，讲说神呢只拯救那些他喜欢的人。
But the simple truth is, God says he will choose everyone who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这里很简单的说呢，神会拣选每一个信主耶稣基督的人。
So, I mention that just because that is a serious error that you may hear. Don't believe it. God chooses everyone who will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我这么讲的意思呢，就是说你可能会听到这么一个严重的错误的理论，就是说呢，实际上呢，神是选择每一个人信主耶稣基督的人到他家里得救。
But the question is, what does he choose him for? Or what is his plan for those that he chooses?
所以问题呢是他为什么要选择那一个人呢？拣选的那个人在他身上又有什么计划呢？
All right, and I've just got to turn back to Ephesians because I lost my place. Here we are. Verse number 5. He predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance withhis pleasure and will to the praise of his glory, who he has freely given us in the one he loved.
因为刚才呢，他在约翰福音，你现在找回来，我们回到以弗所书第一章的第五节，因为爱我们，就按照自己旨意所喜悦的预定我们，藉着耶稣基督的儿子的名分，使他的荣耀的恩典得到称赞，这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的。
So, what was the purpose in his adopting us? It was that we should be to the praise of his glorious grace. He allowed us to be adopted into his family so that he will get praise because of is bringing us into this wonderful position.
所以呢，神把我们拣选的旨意是什么呢？旨意就是他荣耀的恩典得到称赞，他把我们每一个人拣选到他们家里的，将他成了家里的成员的时候呢，是神得到荣耀的恩典的赞美和称赞。
All right, now, what else do we get? When we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we get into His family, we're adopted, and because of that, He gets great glory.
所以我们能够还得到什么其他的东西，当我们被选择到他的家里的时候呢，当我们成为他家里成员的时候呢，神得到所有的荣耀。
But verse 7 says we get two other things at least when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
第七节呢说我们当我们接受主耶稣为我们个人救主的时候，我们还可以得到其他的一些东西。
The first thing we get is redemption.
所以呢，第一件我们得到的呢是救赎。
We have redemption through His blood.
我们呢，得到救赎通过他的宝血。
And among other things, that means that when we came into His family, all the other problems we had, all the difficulties we had, they were forgiven us. We didn't bring all the bad clothes with us. When we got into His family, He freed us from all the chains and all the difficulties associated with our former lives.
所以呢，当我们成为他家庭的成员的时候，我们所有的困难、所有的麻烦、所有在我们这个人生中得到的那些东西，到了他家里以后呢，他就完全赦免了我们，而不是说我们带着那些我们在这个世界前面所做的一些事情，所有坏事情带到他家里去。
And in particular, He gives us the forgiveness of sins.
特别的呢，他给了我们罪的赦免。
And He does that, verse 7 says, in accordance with the riches of His grace. He is so rich that He buys us out of the slavery of sin, and He brings us into His family as adopted children, having forgiven all the sins of the past.
所以呢，第七节的后面讲的，他为什么这么做，是照着他丰富的恩典，神是如此的富有，他把我们所有的人都从这里的奴役下买回来了，带到他家庭，给我们所有的恩典。
And so you get this lovely phrase, the riches of God's grace.
所以你有这么一个非常可爱的词组，就是说他丰富的恩典。
If you are the recipient of the riches of God's grace, how rich are you?
如果你接受了神的丰富的恩典，那你有多富有呢？
Well, you're really rich. You can't put a price tag on it. It's marvelous.
所以你非常富有，这个富有是无价的，这是非常神奇的。
And so, Verse 8 says that He lavished on us with all His wisdom and understanding.
第八节说呢，这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足的赏给我们。
So the word here is lavished, and it's a big word for an ESL class.
所以这个词呢，这个 lavish 呢，是一个非常难的词，对于学 ESL 的人来说。
What does it mean to lavish?
就是那个 to lavish 是什么意思呢？
And I find it a hard word to define.
所以他很难找到一个词来定义这个词。
But I'm tempted to think of perfume. You ladies know what perfume is.
因为他在尝试着用那个香水，因为你们这些姐妹们应该知道香水是什么。
And sometimes when you put perfume on, you put your finger and you just put a little perfume on your finger, and then maybe you put that on your face or somewhere, just a little bit. You just, not a drop, just a little bit less than that, just enough. That's usually what you do with perfume, isn't it?
所以有时候呢，你去用香水的时候，你就把你的指尖轻轻地蘸一点点，而不是搞很多或者一滴，然后把这蘸了以后放在你的脸上或者身上其他的地方，这就是你使用香水的方式，是不是？
That's about all you need.
你只需要那么一点点。
But when you think of the word lavish, you sort of think about taking a perfume bottle and just sprinkling, pouring the whole bottle on yourself.
当你在想这个 lavish 的这个词的时候，你就是把一整瓶的香水然后拿起来全部倒在你头上倒干净，就是这么个叫 lavish。
That's what God did to us when he gave us his grace.
这就是神在我们身上做的，当他给我们恩典的时候。
He doesn't give us just enough.
他不是说给我们一点点。
He just poured it on us. He's so good. He's so kind. He's so loving. He's so generous. He gave it to us lavishly.
因为他就是说完全倾倒在我们身上，他是如此的好，如此的美善，如此的有爱，他把他的恩典倾倒在我们，充充足足倾倒在我们身上。
Sometimes people put too much perfume on because they made a mistake.
有时候人呢，因为身上放了太多的香水，是因为他不小心倒出来了。
But God didn't make any mistake when he lavished his love on us, because verse 8 says he lavished it on us with all wisdom and understanding.
所以神呢，他把这些倾倒在我们身上的时候，神从来不犯错。他把他的爱倒在我们身上，第八节说呢，这恩典是神用诸般的智慧和聪明充充足足的赏给我们。
Is God good to us? Yes.
神对我们好吗？当然。
Is it wise that he be good to us? Yes, he knows the wisdom of his being lavish in his love to us.
因为神来说他爱我们是明智的吗？当然是，他有足够的智慧，当他把这些充充足足的赏给我们的时候。
And then verse 9 says, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head,Even Christ.
所以第九节第十节说，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的日期满足的时候，使天上地下一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
So he did all these things in order that one day everything in heaven and everything on earthAll are going to be put together under the head of Jesus Christ. That's where it's all going.
因为神这么做的目的呢，是就终有一天，所有在天上和地下的一切的，都在主耶稣基督这个头的下面归到这里面一切。
So in that particular day, when it all comes to an end,It's called the dispensation of the fullness of times. And on that occasion, everything is going to be under Jesus. Jesus is the head. We're the children. We're the family. And it's all going to be for his glory.
所以这么做呢， 在年代那里呢，这终究有一天，在这个时期的时候，在那个年代的时候，我们所有的神的孩子都会放在主耶稣之下，因为主耶稣是我们的头，我们是他的。
So I'm going to go on to verse 11, which says, In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory.
所以第十一节第十二节是讲在我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里得盼望的人可以得着称赞。
So God has this great plan, and his great plan is that one day we will all be part of this great structure, the churchover which he is the head. That's all his plan for us.
所以神有这样一个伟大的计划，就有一天呢，我们所有的人都在这个结构里，就是主耶稣是头的这样一个结构里，我们所有人都在教会里。
But in the meantime, his objective for us, the end of verse 12, is this, that we might be for the praise of his glory.
所以呢，在现在这个时候，在第十二节你后面讲的是呢，在我们人人的人，在基督里有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
So, if you go back to verses 5 and 6, the Lord Jesus Christ picks us up, adopts us into his family, and when we're adopted into the family,He gets great praise, great glory, because he's chosen us out of the world of sin and brought us into his family.
所以呢，在第五节和第六节的主耶稣呢，拣选了我们，把我们收养到他的家庭里，到我们家庭里，到他的家庭以后呢，神可以得着大的称赞和所有的荣耀。他把我们从这个外面这个世界的罪里救出来，来收养在他的家庭，就是为了让神得到荣耀。
Then after that, we live in this life now, and we are to live in such a way that as we live, he gets glory. We live to be for the praise of his glory.
因为这个在那以后呢，我们仍然活在这个世界里，我们在这个世界里所做的一切呢，都是为了神得到荣耀，我们所做的呢，都是为了神可以得到称赞，得到荣耀，得到赞美。
Some of you may remember what Chu said, maybe even on Sunday morning, I can't recall precisely.
所以你们有些人可能记得那个朱讲的那个在星期天的早上，或者他不记得具体这是哪一天。
But he said, when his daughter was born, he was happy to show her off in every circumstance. He would say, this is my baby daughter, this is my baby daughter, this is my baby daughter. He was so pleased with his baby daughter.
所以呢，他说呢，当他的女儿出生的时候呢，他想向每个人炫耀他的女儿，他说这是我的女儿，这是我的女儿，他是非常高兴的把他的女儿显给别人看。
But now his daughter is growing up.
现在他女儿长大了。
And he didn't say this, but he says what he really meant was, when she is good, he's very, very pleased with her. But when she does something bad, he's not very happy.
所以现在呢，他不这么讲了，他就说呢，他说如果我的女儿做了一些很好很好的事儿，他就非常为她感到高兴，如果呢他女儿干了一些坏事，他就不那么高兴了。
And so his hope and plan is that as she grows up, she will behave or she will be to the praise of his glory rather than to be someone who will bring him shame.
所以呢他的计划呢就是他女儿长大的时候呢能够给他带来荣耀和别人的称赞而不是说给他带来羞愧。
So that's God's plan for you and me. He wants us to be for his glory today.
所以呢这就是神在我们所有人身上的旨意他们要我们今天是做成为他的荣耀。
And so, I've told you this before, the story of my father.
我以前给你们讲过这一个关于我父亲的故事。
When I was a little boy, he used to introduce me to his friends as his very best son.
所以呢当他还是个小男孩的时候呢他跟他的朋友介绍他的时候说这是我最好的儿子。
He didn't always tell him that he only had one son, but he did tell him that I was his very best son.
所以呢他并没有告诉那个人他只有一个儿子但是呢他告诉那个人他是他最好的儿子。
And in part he did that to encourage me to continue to be a good boy rather than a boy who would bring his father shame.
所以呢他这么继续一直跟别人讲的时候呢他希望Howard 呢继续做一个好孩子而不是做一个给他父亲带来羞耻的孩子。
And so God is very good to us today in order to encourage us to continue to be for the praise of his glory.
所以呢神呢对我们今天是非常有恩典的所以他希望我们继续作为他的荣耀的赞美。
All right, and then he says to the Philippians, to the Ephesians rather, in verse 13, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth. The gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
第十三节继续讲，必听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，接受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
So what happened when you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
所以当你信了主耶稣为你的个人救主的时候会发生什么呢
Answer, the Lord gave you his Holy Spirit. He sent him on you, he lives in you, and he is there to keep you. He gave you his Holy Spirit as one of God's adopted children.
所以呢答案是呢他主耶稣给你他的圣灵他的圣灵在你里面鼓励你爱你然后呢这个圣灵是给那个被收养到神的家庭里的孩子的。
So when do you get the Holy Spirit?
所以什么时候你得到了圣灵呢
Do you get him when you're baptized?
你受洗的时候得到了圣灵吗
No, you get him when you believe.Having believed, you were marked in him with the seal of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢不是说你受洗的时候才得到圣灵而是当你信主耶稣基督的那一刻你就得到了圣灵因为这个是给了你印记。
So baptism doesn't save you. Baptism doesn't cause you to be born into his family or adopted.And baptism doesn't cause you to get the Holy Spirit. You get all that when you believe.
所以洗礼呢并不能救你。洗礼呢也并不能让你被神的家庭收养。洗礼呢也并不能让你得到圣灵而是这一切都是在你信主的那一刻你得到的。
Baptism tells the world that that happened to you. But baptism doesn't cause that to happen to you.
洗礼呢是告诉世界这三件事已经在你身上发生了，而不是说由洗礼来引起这三件事发生在你身上。
Now the Holy Spirit does many, many things for us. One of them we have in verse 14.
所以那个圣灵呢在我们身上做了好多的事，第一其中的一件就是在第十四节里。
And that is that the Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory.
第十四节说这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之民被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
So the Holy Spirit is given to us to guarantee that we are going to get the inheritance.
因为呢，圣灵给我们呢是一个凭据，这样确保我们可以得着基业。
I like to think of the story of my great aunt Matilda.
所以呢，她讲一个她的那个她的那个祖母的妹妹的一个故事。
I don't have a great aunt Matilda, and neither does my sister.
所以呢，实际上他没有一个叫 Matilda 的，他的奶奶级的那个姨妈，或者是他姐姐也没有。
But I think we both would have liked to have had a great aunt Matilda.
所以呢，他们两个都想要有一个那个。他祖母的那个妹妹那样的一个。
And I think that if I had had a great aunt Matilda, she might have died and left me some money.
所以我在想呢，如果我有那么一个叫 Matilda 的那个奶奶，她死了以后呢，她会给我留下一些钱财。
And I think that the letter from her lawyer when she died might have read like this.
所以我认为呢，当她死了以后，她的律师应该给我写一个信，是这么写的。
Your Aunt Matilda has died. She left you, Harold. She left you $10 million.
你那个 Matilda 的奶奶死了，她留了你1000万美元。
But the letter might say a lot of that money is still tied up in some projects that she had, and so the money is not available to you now.
所以呢，她可能也会这么说。实际上呢，她的那些钱呢，仍然和其他的一些事情投资在里面，你可能现在拿不到那个钱。
But in order to prove that you're going to get $10 million, there's a check in this letter, and the check is for $1 million. You get the $1 million now, and then you'll get the $9 million later.
所以呢，为了证明呢，你可以得到那个1000万。美金的话呢，我现在在信里给你附上了$100万的一个支票，你现在先拿$100万，然后以后你会拿到那900万。
What would I say?
我会说什么呢？
I would say thank you very much.
我会说非常感谢。
That's very, very nice.
这个太好了。
And so I might say to my friends,I'm worth $10 million.
我可能会跟我的朋友说，我现在身家1000万。
And they would say, do you have all the money now? I would say, no, what I've got now is $1 million. I'm going to get the rest later.
他们说，你现在有那么多钱吗？他说没有，但是呢，我现在有100万，其他的我以后会得到的。
my friends would say, how do you know you're going to get that money?
我的朋友会说，那你怎么知道你能得到其他的钱呢？
I would say, because I've got $1 million now.
他说，因为呢，我现在已经拿到了$1,000,000。
Okay, so how do I know that I'm going to get all the blessings from God in the heavenly places like verse 3 says?
所以呢，我怎么知道我在第三节里讲到的，我可以得到所有的在天堂里我要得到的那些福气呢？
I know that because he has given me the Holy Spirit now.
我知道我会得到是因为他现在已经给了我圣灵。
How do I know I've got the Holy Spirit now?
我怎么知道我现在得到了圣灵呢？
Well, he's changed my life.
他让我的人生得到了改变。
He helps me when I'm weak.
在我虚弱的时候他帮助我。
He encourages me and he loves me.
他鼓励我，他爱我。
He teaches me when I read his word.
当我读神的话的时候，他教导我。
He's done all these wonderful things for me. How do I know he's going to give me more in heaven? Because of what he's already given me. He has given me his spirit.
所以呢，我现在呢我怎么知道我将来可以在天上得到所有的要得到的呢？因为神现在他把他那个给圣灵给了我。
So he hasn't given me money now. That's not the point. He's given me his spirit. That's far better than money.
所以神现在还没有给我钱，但是呢，他给了我圣灵。这个圣灵呢，比那个钱不知道好多少倍。
He hasn't removed all my problems from me now, but he is helping me in all my problems now.
所以呢，神现在并没有除掉我人生中所有的麻烦和问题，但是在我人生所有的麻烦和问题中间，神在帮助我。
All right, so this is marvelous.Now, when are we going to get the rest of God's blessings?
所以这个是太神奇了。那我们什么时候可以得到其他的福气呢？
Well, we'll get them, verse 14. We'll get them at the time of the redemption of those who are God's possessions.
所以呢，第十四节说呢，只等到神之名被赎，我们就随得到所有的他应许给我们的。
So there are three wonderful times in the life of the Christian.
所以在基督徒的人生中呢，有三个最美妙的时刻。
When we get saved, we're invited into his family. We're adopted in his family to the praise of his glory. That's wonderful.
我们得救的时候，我们被邀请到他的家里，我们被收养在他的家里，为了神的所有的荣耀的赞美。
As we go through life, he helps us and blesses us, and we get to live to the praise of his glory, and that is wonderful.
所以呢，另一个美妙的是呢，在我们人生继续的时候，他来帮助我。他赐福给我们，让我们成为他荣耀的赞美。
And then we're going to get to go to heaven, and our bodies will be redeemed, out of this world of trouble, and on that occasion again, he will get much glory. We will then bring praise to him for his glory.
当我们得到天上的时候呢，我们的身体会得赎。我们在我们这些人生里所有的苦难困苦面前都被赎出去了。我们到了天上的时候呢，神得到了所有的荣耀，然后我们也把我们所有的赞美都献给神。
So three exciting times in the life of the Christian, out of which Jesus must get glory.
所以呢，在我们基督徒的人生中呢，有三件这样重要的事儿，确保我们的主耶稣基督得到荣耀。
When we're adopted into His family,
当我们被收养到他的家里的时候
，When we're ultimately redeemed from this world into our heavenly blessings,
所以在我们最终从这个世界里被赎到那天上的赐福里面的时候
，And now today when we live for Him, all three for the praise of His glory.
所以呢，我们今天呢，我们为主而活，这样呢，所有的这三件事情都是让神的荣耀得到赞美。
All right, so, that's maybe a good point to stop to see if we have any questions today.
你在这里呢，可能是一个好的点，我们停下来让大家问一些问题。
These are God's plans. These are God's purposes for each of us who are His children.
这就是神的计划，也是神的旨意，为他每一个他的孩子所定下的。
All right, we're going to keep going, see if we can keep it clear for you. Verse 15 says, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers."
所以我们如果没有问题，我们就继续15节和16节。因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱的众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常常提你们。
So there are two very wonderful things that happen in the life of a Christian.
所以呢，这里有两个非常美妙的事发生在基督徒的人生中。
One is what the Lord does in my own personal life. That's marvelous.
所以呢，第一件呢是主耶稣在我个人的人生中所做的一些奇妙的事儿，这是非常好的。
And we thank the Lord for that and we praise Him for that.
我们感谢主为这些，也赞美他为这些。
But the other wonderful thing is what God does for other people because of what we have been able to do or to tell them about the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，另外一件呢，就是神在其他的人身上所行的。当我们去告诉他们在我们身上发生什么，我们也告诉他们主耶稣的时候。
So Paul is saying, listen, I know what Jesus has done for you, you Ephesians, and I'm so happy. I give thanks and I pray. Excuse me. I give thanks and I pray for you because of all the wonderful things God has done for you.
使徒保罗说，我知道在你们这些以弗所人身上发生的事儿，所以我常常为你们感谢神，我把所有的赞美感谢都归给神，我也为你们祷告。
And so having trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are praying for others. You're praying for your family. You're praying for your friends. You're praying for people you don't even know. And you're saying, Lord, you bless me. Would you bless them too? And when you find that they have trusted the Savior, you're thankful and you keep praying for them.
因为如果你已经信了主耶稣为你的个人救主的时候，你为你的家庭成员祷告，为你的朋友祷告，甚至为其他的你不认识的人祷告。当你祷告的时候，其他的人得救的时候，你会说感谢主，感谢主，你在我身上行了非常美善的事，也让他在他们身上行，让他们得救的，你会继续的祷告和感恩。
And so when you see this happening, you not only pray, but you pray with intelligence. This is Paul's prayer for them.
当这些事情都发生的时候呢，你不仅仅是祷告，而且是用你的大脑来祷告，这就是保罗下面要祷告的。
First thing he prays for is in verse 17. He says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
所以第一件他祷告的是求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他。
The first prayer item is, he's praying that the Ephesians will have the spirit of wisdom and understanding so that they will know the Lord Jesus Christ better. You've got to get to know him, he says.
所以呢，在第一件事，他为以弗所人祷告的是，就是说呢，他们能够啊从神那里得到智慧，得到智慧，这样他们就可以知道真的知道神。
That's why we read the Bible.
这就是为什么我们要读圣经。
That's why we come to Bible studies.
这就是我们都来参加这个圣经学习。
That's why we think and meditate and pray.About the things of God. We want to know him better. That's very important.
这就是我们去思考，我们去默想，神的真理，就是我们要想更好的去知道神。
All right, verse 18. He says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you might know the hope.To which he has called you.
第十八节说呢，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
It's one thing to know that something is going to happen. It's another thing to hope that it is going to happen.
所以呢，知道。有些事一定会发生是一回事希望这个事会发生是另外一回事。
Little children are often a very good example of this.
一个小小的孩子通常是一个很好的例子来讲这个。
Their parents often say to them, we're going to do such and such. We maybe go to visit some relatives. We may go on a trip.We may get a present, but the child, when he realizes that something good is going to happen, he gets all excited because of the hope that it's going to happen soon.
所以呢，这个父母通常跟孩子说，我们会做这做那，我们会去拜访我们的亲戚，我们会去旅行，我们会得到礼物。所以呢，通常呢，孩子们呢，他知道这样的事情会发生，和因为他希望这样的事情会发生，所以小孩子们都会非常高兴。
There are many, many wonderful things that are going to happen to Christians.
所以呢，有很多很多好的事情会发生在基督徒的身上。
But a lot of Christians don't know that.And a lot of Christians don't get terribly excited about what little they do know about it.
因为不是所有的基督徒都是这样的啊，所有的基督徒不是很多基督徒都了解这个，他们也不是会为他们将来能够得到的那些很美妙的东西感到很兴奋。
So Paul is basically saying, listen, I want you to understand more about the good things that God.Is going to do for you so that you will get more excited and hope more.
所以呢，保罗是这样说的，所以他说呢，我是知道你们，我要你们知道更多更多关于神的美善，你们会知道更多的事情会发生，你们会有更多的指望。
All right, so that's the first thing he prays. He says, I want you to know the hope.To which he has called you.
所以这是第一件事啊，保罗祷告的，他说啊，我要你们知道他的有何等的指望。
And frankly, that's one of the reasons why he's written this epistle. He wrote it in order to tell them about that hope.
所以呢，这就是为什么他要写这封信。他写这封信就是告诉他们，他们有这样的指望。
And then the second reason is he's writing this so, or he's telling them that he wants them to know the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
所以后面接着写呢，他在圣徒中间得基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
If I got a letter from my Aunt Matilda and it said you inherited $10 million, that would be quite different than if the letter said you've inherited some money, and maybe not very much, maybe $10 or $20, but when you know how much it is, why then you really get excited.
因为这就像我从我的那个我们贴那个婶婶那里得到一个信说的样的，如果说这里说的你能够得到1000万，会让我感到非常兴奋。而且如果这个信里只是说我能得到10到20美元的话，这个并不能令我感到非常兴奋。所以我们知道的更多的会令我们更加的兴奋。
So the question is, what are these great riches that we will inherit?
所以呢，问题是我们得到这样的继承的这样的丰盛的基业是个什么呢
？And so Sunny was asking us this morning about the riches of the New Jerusalem.
所以呢，Sunny 今天早上呢问了我们这样一个问题。那么那个新耶路撒冷的那个富有是什么呢
？How much money would it cost to build a city like the New Jerusalem？
所以建一个新的耶路撒冷城要花多少钱呢
？The streets are gold。
那个街道是金子的。
The gates are one great big pearl each。
所以呢，那个门呢上面呢每一个都有一个巨大的珍珠。
The foundations are precious stones.
所以那个基地基呢全是那种宝石。
How rich is that?
这个有多富有呢
?Okay, so you and I can get excited about that, you know. Paul wants us to understand the riches of this glorious inheritance.
所以你和我都应该为这个感到兴奋，因为我们要继承的这个基业是非常荣耀的和非常富有的。
But the question is, again in verse 18, the phrase, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, is that the riches of what the saints will inherit, or is that the riches of what God will inherit?
因为这个问题呢在这个里面呢就是圣徒中得基业有何等丰盛的荣耀呢这个富有呢是那个圣徒要承载的还是神要承载的呢
Okay, and it's pretty obvious that when we get to heaven, we're going to have a big inheritance.
所以呢这是非常明显的当我们到了天堂的时候呢我们可以继承一个非常大的基业。
But the key logic here is that when we get to heaven, God is going to have a big inheritance.
所以呢，这里在这一节经文讲的，当我们所有人到了天堂的时候呢，神会有一个很大的基业。
How valuable are you to God?
所以你们对神来说是有多有价值呢
？Well.You can't put a dollar figure on that.
所以你不能把那个钱的放在上面去来比较。
How could you begin to understand how valuable you are to God?
所以呢，你怎么知道你对神来说是多么的有价值呢
Or you could ask yourself this question, how valuable is your son or your daughter to you?
所以你可以这么去问这几个问题，你的儿子或者你的女儿对你来说是多有多宝贵呢？
And if your son or daughter are valuable to you, how much more are you as God's son and daughter of value to him?
所以呢，如果你的儿子和女儿对你来说是宝贵的，那么说呢，你作为神的儿子，你们作为神的儿子的女儿和女儿对神来说是有多么的更加的宝贵呢？
And you remember that the Lord Jesus Christ loved us so much that he went to the cross of Calvary to die for us. That proves that we have great value for him.
所以呢，这个可以证明的是主耶稣基督他到格格塔山上到十字架上为我们而死，这样的来证明呢我们对主来说是有多么的宝贵。
You remember the stories that the Lord Jesus told in Luke chapter 15.
你们大家都记得主耶稣在路加福音十五章里所讲的一个。
He told the story of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son.
所以呢，他在那边告诉我们的故事呢，是迷失的羊，丢失的一个硬币，还有迷失的一个儿子。
And in each story, the Lord says that the one who found what was lost made a great feast and rejoiced because he found what was lost.
所以他这个我们讲的其中的这个故事呢，当这个人找到的他遗失的东西以后呢，他会开一个盛大的宴会来庆祝他找到了他失去的东西。
Of how much value are you to the Savior?
所以你对救主来说是多有价值呢？
And the problem is we tend to forget how valuable we are to him. We don't understand the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
所以呢，对我们来说，对我们的问题呢，是我们通常就是忘记了我们对主来说是有多么的宝贵。我们在天上对主来说也是一个多么大宝贵的基业。
So Paul's prayer is, I want you to understand, number one, the hope to which you've been called. Number two, your value in that inheritance. And number three, verse 19, and his incomparably great power.
因为保罗说呢，在这里讲到的呢，他的祷告呢，就是说我们的指望，第二个呢，是我们要得到的基业。第三个呢，就是第十九节里讲到的，我们这对他来说是何等的大。
Don't underestimate your hope.
所以不要说低估了你的指望。
Don't undervalue yourself to him and him to you.
所以不要低估了你自己对主的价值，而对你自己的价值。
But don't forget the great power that he has for you and wants to use in your life.
所以也不要忘记他的那个巨大的伟大的能力在你的身上，在你的人生中要帮助你的。
What do we know about his great power that's available to us?
我们知道的他的那个伟大的能力可以给我们的是什么呢？
Keep reading in verse 19. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one that is to come, and God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be head over everything for the church.
所以他刚才读的是九到二十节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照着他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今生的，连来世的也超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他成为教会，做万有之首。
That is the great power that is working in us. That is the great power that is for us. And the Lord wants us to understand that that same great power that was working in Jesus on the cross is working in our lives today.
所以这就是那个伟大的能力在我们身上所做的，这也是那个伟大的能力给我们的。主要我们知道他在神在主耶稣当他在十字架上在他身上所行的大能，同样也可以行在我们的身上。
Don't underestimate what God has done for you.
所以也不要低估神在你身上所做的事。
Don't underestimate.What God is doing in you and by the grace of God through you.
所以不要低估啊，借着神的恩典，神在你身上所行的，也通过你所行的一些事儿。
So what's the book of Ephesians all about? It's all about the good things that God has done, is doing, and will do for you.It's there in order to get you excited about God's goodness to you.
所以呢，所有的以弗所书要讲到的是什么呢？讲到神所行的一切的，已经在你身上所行的一些美善的事，也在你现在正在你身上行的一些美善的，而且将来也在神的你的身上会行的一些美善的事，这所有的都是我们有指望的。
Just as God's power was in the Lord Jesus Christ to take him from Calvary all the way to the glories of heaven and eternal dominion, so God's plan for you and I is to raise us up to a position of glory and power and might and wonder and blessing. God is for us.
所以呢，就像神的大能，就像神在格格塔上，神在主耶稣的身上，把他从死里复活，然后带到那个荣耀的天堂一样，也可以把我们从这个把我们复活，然后让我们所做的一切，让我们最终能够上到天堂，这一切都是神为我们所做的。
So, there was a hymn writer a few years ago.Who wrote a hymn, and the words go something like this. They say, get all excited. Gonna tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King.
所以呢，就一个赞美诗的一个写诗赞美诗的人写的是这样的，非常要大家都要感到非常兴奋，去告诉主耶稣啊，主耶稣是我们的王。
You can listen to all the politicians in the world. They're not going to give you a list of good things like this.
所以呢，你可以去听所有世界上的政客所讲的，他们没有一个人能给你像我们这能得到这样的好的事情。
You can go to business school and you can make lots of money, but you'll never have anything like this.
所以你可以去读商学院，你可以会赚很多的钱，但是你永远得不到像我们得到这样的好美事儿。
You could relax and you could get on a boat and go all around the world on a luxury tour, but you'll never get anything like this.
所以你可以非常的放松，你可以在一个豪华的游轮上环游世界。但是你永远得不到像这样的一件美事。
It's wonderful. Get all excited. Go tell everybody. Jesus Christ is King. He's still the King of Kings. And we say, this is absolutely marvelous. Thank you, Paul, for telling us about it.
你应该兴奋起来，去告诉所有的人，告诉世界上所有的人，主耶稣是王，他是万王之王，他现在仍然是王。我们非常感谢保罗告诉我们这样一个真理。
Verse 23 tells us about the church.
所以第23节，我们讲到了教会。
We tend to think about the church as something that is relatively small and insignificant.
我们通常呢，有时去这么去想，教会是一件小事，不是那么重要。But
in a wonderful way, Paul says in verse 23, the church is Jesus' body. It's the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
所以在用一个奇妙的方式，使徒保罗在23节里告诉我们，教会是他的身体，是他充满万有者所充满的。And
to me, that is very hard to understand and explain.
所以对我来说，这个是非常难理解，也是非常难解释给你们的。But
in fact, among other things, it's saying this, all the important things in this life are associated with the church, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，事实上呢，所有的在这个今生所涉及到的事情，都是和主耶稣的身体教会联系在一起的。
The political things in the world are not very important.
所以这个世界上的政治方面的事情不是重要的。
The inventions in the world are not very important.
这个世界的发明也不是重要的。
The wars in the world are not very important.
所以这个世界上所讲的一切也不是那么重要的。
What's important? What's going on in Jesus' church is important.
所以呢，什么是重要的呢？ 在耶稣基督的教会里发生的事才是重要的。
What's going on in his church has eternal significance.
所以呢，在主耶稣基督的教会里发生的事情呢，是永恒的、重要的。So
what's the conclusion?
所以结论是什么呢？
And it's this, get all excited. Go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. He's got all the answers to all the problems. It's all about Jesus Christ. He is the eternal blessing to the church and to the world.
因为兴奋起来告诉所有的人，主耶稣是万王之王，他是所有问题的答案，他是永恒的赐福。
All manner of good things the Lord has done for us. We say, thank you, Lord. We want to live for your praise and for your glory.
所有的美善的事情发生我们身上，我们要说主啊，感谢您，我们要为您的赞美和您的荣耀而活。
What do you get when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior? You get all of Ephesians chapter 1.
所以你得到了什么呢？当你信了主耶稣基督为你个人救主的时候，你得到所有的东西都在以弗所书第一章里面。Amen.
Amen. That's the end of the chapter and the end of our time.
这是这第一章的结束，我们的时间也到了。
Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we're thankful that you're the God of good things to undeserving people like us.
主啊，我们非常感恩，你是那么一个为像我们这样不配得到的美善的事情的，而赐给我们那样的一个生。
You know we don't deserve your blessings.
您知道我们不配得到您的赐福。
We don't deserve your kindness. As the expression is, we don't deserve even your giving us the time of day.
我们这样一句话你讲的，我们也不配得到啊，你给我们这样的时间。
But we're told that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and we say, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
我们被告知说，当我们还是罪人的时候，主耶稣为我们而死了。我们说感谢您，感我们赞美您主。
Lord, we not only want to say thank you for all this, but we pray that you will help us live out the implications of all this in our lives so that we might be to the praise of your glory.
主要我们不光是要感谢这个，我们要请你帮助我们在我们的生活中活出这所有的这样的指出来给我们的，所以我们能把赞美和荣耀给您。
And we thank you now for all of this in Jesus' name.
我们为所有的事情献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.